Live from the Fortress of Freedom on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Guber Show, God Bless America, for Monday, May the 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, the real cost of the opioid epidemic is played out in a grisly Michigan motel room, seeing two young parents appear to both overdose and die while their infant child looks on helplessly. Days pass before the child is found. Two, is it getting hot in here? I'll be betting it really is for Comey, Brennan, and Clapper among the rest of the back alley hacks trying to destroy our government with an illegal action to take down the president. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says it appears to be treason to her. And number one, an alleged foreign policy expert and Time magazine columnist writes an outright lie and claims it came from the president while in Japan. Then he defends the fabrication as being plausible, and meanwhile it goes viral and every anti-Trump, never-Trump pig gets into the mud, but the mud is clearly on them. We'll get to that in just a moment, but first some breaking news out of the state of Ohio. As severe storms pass through Ohio overnight, leaving in its path in Dayton 5 million people without power at this hour. Another tornado reported, not sure the extent of the damage yet until the sun comes up, which is happening now, of course, as the sun begins to break on Dayton, Ohio. Another pattern of severe storms coming through and more trouble with more rain. Tremendous amounts of rain this year across much of the Plain States into Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, leaving flooding behind and, of course, creating great headaches for all the farmers there. Creating great problems for all the farmers as they can't get into their fields. But the North National Weather Service out of Wilmington confirms large and dangerous tornado on the ground near Trotwood, Ohio. Extremely dangerous situation. This is from a few hours ago, not currently happening. Take cover in northern Montgomery County, Ohio. Do not try to spot at nighttime. There is video, of course, on social media showing the tornado coming through. Naturally, people didn't take the advice. So we'll be covering that and getting to it here shortly. As we keep track of all these storms, just keeping up on the breaking news. Now, back to the top of the program, foreign policy expert Ian Bremmer. Ian Bremmer is the man's name. He's the president and founder of a group called Eurasia. He's also a New York University political science professor and a writer for Time magazine. Well, he tweeted out to his 450,000 followers here a couple of days ago that President Trump had said, and I quote, Kim Jong-un is smarter and would make a better president than sleepy Joe Biden. And he attributed that to Donald Trump over the weekend, and it, of course, went viral, and all the anti-Trumpers and the never-Trumpers went crazy. And they fed on it like piranha in a mud puddle. North Korea has labeled Biden a fool of low IQ and then an imbecile bereft of elementary quality as a human being. All of these things were actually said by North Korea. The problem with Bremmer's quote about the president, it never happened. It was never said. It was a fake quote. And instead of saying, you know, you're right, I did that and it's wrong of me, this is a person who's allegedly a journalist, making up quotes about the president of the United States, sending it out to the world by way of social media, by tweeting it out, and it goes viral, of course. It was picked up everywhere. And then he tries to defend it, saying, well, it could be plausible. Biden said during a campaign launch in Philadelphia Saturday, accusing Trump of cozying up to dictators and tyrants like Kim and Vladimir Putin. Bremmer called out on social media and elsewhere. Now he's trying to say it was just a joke done in jest. But the only reason he's saying that is because he's been hit by the blowback of his poor behavior. It's a fireable offense. Let me put it this way. If I were the reporter at a local news outlet, radio, television, doesn't matter. And I made up something about a disliked mayor, for example, in a local market or whatever, and said, the mayor said this, but I was just joking the mayor. But the mayor could have said that. You know, it's believable enough. The mayor might have said something like, I'd be fired. And rightfully so. It's no different for this Ian Bremmer clown. He should be dismissed from his job at Time magazine, whether or not they keep him out at NYU. That's a discussion for them to have, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is, we already have enough journalists that are fast and loose with the facts. They're reckless with the facts. We know this because we've seen the number of times that CNN and MSNBC, the Washington Post, the New York Times have flat out gotten stories wrong. That doesn't even dig into the likes of BuzzFeed and all of these other clowns that have gotten all sorts of things wrong time and again without without any consequences whatsoever. If you want to get journalism back to a point that it's trustworthy, that people have faith in journalism, that people can say, listen, I believe what they're saying, then you have to hold these reckless actors accountable for bad behavior. Otherwise, it just continues to pile on and contribute to the demise of journalism, which is in worse condition today than at any time in my lifetime. And not because of Donald Trump. Oh, it's Donald Trump's fault. He called him the enemy of the people. Well, let me tell you something. If you're out there falsely creating headlines, falsely creating quotes, and attributing them to the president of the United States, that could be construed as enemy of the people. How could you defend the position that creating false quotes and putting them out there as if they are real is anything but wrong? It's as far afield as you can fly as an alleged journalist, making up quotes. It reminds me of the journalists, I use the term lightly, the writers for the New York Times that were making things up as they went, winning Pulitzer Prizes for stories that didn't even exist because it was nothing more than a work of fiction. And this is why journalism is in the state that it is in. Until Ian Bremmer and the people like Ian Bremmer are held accountable, it's only going to get worse. Jim Acosta, writing a book about the enemy of the people, Jim Acosta, saying that Trump's whole narrative is nothing more than a shtick. It's a game. It's a ruse. Jim Acosta, not an objective reporter, not a guy who should be the chief White House correspondent for CNN. He should be fired, at least transferred at a minimum. But Jim Acosta has no business being in the White House briefing room. He's clearly compromised. He's clearly a political hack. He hates the president. It's great for ratings, and it's great for him personally, and it's all about him, obviously. If you watch Jim Acosta, it's all about him and how he is viewed by the world and how big a celebrity he can be and how big a stink he can make in the room with Sarah Sanders or the president or anybody else for that matter. And these are the kinds of examples that show you exactly where journalism is failing in 2019. These are the kinds of examples that should be held up to show the world this is not what you do as a reporter. This is not what you do as a journalist. And these people need to be held accountable, because until they are, like I just said, until these people are held accountable, the state of journalism gets worse. The level of trust in journalism, believe it or not, can be less than it is today, which is almost zero in many places. I mean, how many people do you talk to that say, I don't trust any of those folks? I don't trust any of them. And why is that? Because they've lost our trust collectively. Publishing anonymous op-eds about the inner workings of the White House. That is still one of the lowest levels ever achieved by alleged journalists. That happened, of course, at the New York Times. An anonymous writer puts forth whatever it is they put forth, never to be held to account or challenged. And then you've got Ian Bremmer just making things up. And this needs to be rectified. This needs to be fixed. Ian Bremmer needs to be terminated as a writer for Time Magazine. We'll see if that happens. It should have already happened. Should have been instantaneous. We'll let you know. It's 14 after on a Monday. It's a Tuesday, May 28th. Catching up. The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.